Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Disclaimer, I've known Rebecca Morgan for years and have been a fan of her work. Her post really made me think about how luck is born. From her inspiration, here are two things that I think create the fertile soil for those lucky breaks that feel like they appeared out of nowhere. First up, show up. Let's get practical here. Make two lists. Number one, of what I call target-rich environments. These are not only where you think buyers would congregate, but also where your contribution will make a difference. And two, cool invites that just appear out of nowhere. Here's a personal example. One day in the office, I get an email invite to attend TED Women. Now, they sent it to everyone on the Harvard board I belong to, so I'm not special. And I thought, why not? And that decision was the start of lifelong friendships, cool clients, and an overall fabulous TED adventure. A big part of luck is saying yes to the unknown. So let's make some space in our calendar for showing up in crazy places. Now here's something else to make space for. Reaching out. How many times have we met some cool people and promised ourselves to keep in touch and maybe did a few times, but then got busy and the relationship faded away? Yep, I'm guilty as charged. Maintaining relationships take more time than it appears. So making our own luck is not only about getting out there and networking, but also maintaining those connections. Look, I get it. Last year was pretty rough for a lot of us. Even though we're not out of the woods yet, we can see the horizon. Just doing these two things will get us out of maintenance mode and into feeling lucky again. Try it, and I think you'll be surprised at what can happen. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.